It's a Friday edition of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible with episode number 285, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Well, we've made it through another week. I hope it was a good one for you. The lovely lady Leanne and I had a kind of special Wednesday this week. My brother-in-law and pastor, Steve O'Brien, and his wife have his parents visiting from Ohio, and his oldest daughter and her husband and three kids visiting from Colorado. The entire O'Brien clan, including their daughter and her husband and two kids who live here in Riverside, came here to our house to play in the pool and have a barbecue on Wednesday. When I built that pool some 11 or 12 years ago, it was for times just such as that, and it really warms my heart to see it full of family that I love and hear the splashing and laughter. I had to sneak away for a while to record yesterday's episode for you, but it was worth it because I value your friendship and the LifeSpring Media family too. Today we're on track one, and we'll read 1 Samuel chapters 11 and 12. Let's begin. 1 Samuel chapter 11. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve you." And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, "On this condition I will make a covenant with you, that I may put out all your right eyes and bring reproach on all Israel." Then the elders of Jabesh said to him, "Hold off for 7 days, that we may send messengers to all the territory of Israel. And then, if there is no one to save us, we will come out to you." So the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and told the news in the hearing of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. Now there was Saul, coming behind the herd from the field. And Saul said, "What troubles the people, that they weep?" And they told him the words of the men of Jabesh. Then the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard this news, and his anger was greatly aroused. So he took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces, and sent them throughout the territory of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, "Whoever does not go out with Saul and Samuel to battle, so it shall be done to his oxen." And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. When he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said to the messengers who came, "Thus you shall say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you shall have help." Then the messengers came and reported it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will come out to you, and you may do with us whatever seems good to you." So it was, on the next day, that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch, and killed Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it happened that those who survived were scattered, so that no two of them were left together. Then the people said to Samuel, "Who is he who said, 'Shall Saul rule over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death.'" But Saul said, "Not a man shall be put to death this day, for today the Lord has accomplished salvation in Israel." Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there." So all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they made sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. 1 Samuel chapter 12. Now Samuel said to all Israel, "Indeed, I have heeded your voice in all that you said to me, and have made a king over you. Now here is your king walking before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and look, my sons are with you. I have walked before you from my childhood to this day. Here I am. Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken, or whose donkey have I taken, or whom have I cheated? Whom have I oppressed, or from whose hand have I received any bribe with which to blind my eyes? I will restore it to you." And they said, "You have not cheated us or oppressed us, nor have you taken anything from any man's hand." Then he said to them, "The Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand." They answered, "He is witness." Then Samuel said to the people, "It is the Lord who raised up Moses and Aaron, and who brought your fathers up from the land of Egypt. Now therefore, stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord concerning all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did to you and your fathers. When Jacob had gone into Egypt, and your fathers cried out to the Lord. Then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forgot the Lord their God, he sold them into the hand of Sisera, commander of the army of Hazor, into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. Then they cried out to the Lord, and said, We have sinned, because we have forsaken the Lord, and served the Baals and the Ashtoreths. But now deliver us from the hand of our enemies, and we will serve you. And the Lord sent Jerubbaal, Bedan, Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and you dwelt in safety. And when you saw that Nahash, king of the Ammonites, came against you, you said to me, No, but a king shall reign over us, when the Lord your God was your king. Now therefore, here is the king whom you have chosen, and whom you have desired. And take note, the Lord has set a king over you. If you fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice, and do not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then both you and the king who reigns over you will continue following the Lord your God. However, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you as it was against your fathers. Now therefore, stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is today not the wheat harvest? I will call to the Lord, and he will send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking a king for yourselves. So Samuel called to the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, Pray for your servants to the Lord your God, that we may not die. For we have added to all our sins the evil of asking a king for ourselves. Then Samuel said to the people, Do not fear. You have done all this wickedness. Yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And do not turn aside, for then you would go after empty things which cannot profit or deliver, for they are nothing. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king. May God bless the reading of his word. Have you ever sinned in such a way that you felt that God would be so disappointed in you that he would turn his back on you? Have you felt that you just couldn't come to him for forgiveness because you knew, going in, that what you were about to do was sin, but you did it anyway, and you were just too ashamed to ask God for forgiveness? I think probably most of us have. Well, that's what Israel did when they asked for a king. Samuel told them that it was a bad thing that they were doing, but they wanted it anyway. You know how it went. God told Samuel to go ahead and grant their request because they were rejecting God, not Samuel. So in chapter 12 today, Samuel reminds Israel of all the good things that God had done for Israel, how he had delivered them so many times, and he reminded them that in asking for a king, they had sinned. This caused them to plead to Samuel that he would pray for them, that they would not die because of their sin. And Samuel's response is what I want to bring to your attention today. Here's what he said. Do not fear. You have done all this wickedness, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And do not turn aside, for then you will go after empty things which cannot profit or deliver, for they are nothing. And then here's the important part. He said, For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. So because God decided to make them his people, he will not forsake them. When you became a follower of Jesus, you became one of God's family. I don't have time to go into details here, but what he did when you became a Christian was a legal, formal adoption. You became his. And he will no more forsake you when you sin than he would forsake Israel when they sinned. So move forward, forsake your sin, follow the Lord, and serve him with all your heart. You are his son or daughter, Rest in that. Don't let the enemy convince you of the lie that you have gone too far astray. You haven't. Comments? Send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWebb_ and use the hashtag LifespringMedia. I hope you have a great weekend. I encourage you to spend some time with the family of God. It's an important part of our spiritual life. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.